In this podcast episode, I'm going to list seven male celebrities who've been very open about having a battle with depression.
Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. Lived experience podcasts about mental health, parenting and marriage on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Hi there, my name's James and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. I set up this podcast in 2022 because I really want to create an online community that supports parents, specifically dads, and I suppose even more specifically, dads like myself who often struggle with their mental health. If that sounds like something you'd like to support, please follow the podcast. I was diagnosed with having OCD after doing a CBT course with the NHS in 2010. And as well as the anxiety that having OCD can bring, it's also at times been accompanied with bouts of depression. And that's probably why I've needed to be on antidepressant medication for about the last 10 years. The reason I thought it might be useful to list famous men in their chosen field who have all been open about having depression is as much a reminder and a memo to myself to not let having a mental illness stand in front of the things I want to achieve in my life, but also hopefully it might inspire, give someone out there the kick up the bum they need to get up and get after it. Obviously, I'm not basing this on anything other than my own lived experience, but I think if you struggle with any sort of a mental illness like OCD, there's a very strong chance that you may have bouts of depression as well with it. And I try and work this out as the fact that the extra energy it takes my mind and body to deal and battle with intrusive thoughts or the shame that I feel about having to check things and do things that clearly are quite irrational can just make your mind and body feel tired. And that's how I view depression. So the first male celebrity who's been open about having depression is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He may well be one of Hollywood's highest paid actors, but The Rock recently opened up about his depression to the British newspaper, The Daily Express. He was quoted as saying, "The struggle and pain is real." And apparently Johnson saved his mother from a suicide attempt when he was just 15. Depression never discriminates. He went on to say, "It took me a long time to realise, but the key is not to be afraid to open up, especially us dudes have a tendency to keep it in. You're not alone." Now, if the man mounting Dwayne The Rock Johnson has the courage to open up about his depression and doesn't worry that by doing so is going to make him look to seem weaker or emasculate him in a way, then surely we normal men can do it. And I think that is the key. If you've got mental health issues, then you owe it to yourself and to other people who may not be brave enough to stand up and say it, to talk about your mental health issues. And the second male celebrity who's talked openly about having depression, Jon Hamm. Just like his character Don Draper on Mad Men, Hamm has battled some heavy stuff. Apparently he's been very open about his bouts of depression and says it was particularly rough after his father died when he was in college. In a recent interview with In Style magazine, Hamm spoke about the benefits of therapy. He went on to say, "We live in a world where to admit anything negative about yourself is seen as a weakness, when actually it's a strength. It's not a weak move to say, I need some help." And I couldn't agree with that more. It takes enormous courage to admit you've got a mental illness or you've got something going on that you need some help with. And it's not only brave, but it's actually very intelligent to have the courage to talk to someone before your mental illness gets so overwhelming that it may sadly be the end of you. And the third male celebrity who's been very open about having a battle with depression, the US swimmer Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps has won 28 Olympic medals, and he said his first depression spell happened in 2004. But in an interview with CNN, Michael Phelps said his lowest point came after the 2012 Olympic Games. He said he sat alone in his bedroom for 3 to 5 days, not wanting to be alive. And more importantly, he said he knew he needed help. He sought treatment and started talking about his feelings. And he said after doing that, life became easy. And he now understands that it's okay to not be okay. I think one of the downsides of social media and having the ability to check in on everyone you've ever met and see how awesome their holiday is and see how awesome their new house is and see how much money they're earning is that we're going to spend our lives constantly comparing their achievements to our achievements. And it doesn't matter how well you're doing, if you look hard enough, you'll find someone who you think is doing better than you. Spending some time to just be grateful for what you have, which is not easy, because in 2024, it's very difficult not to be online in some capacity of your life. And the fourth male celebrity, he's been very open about a battle with depression, Bruce Springsteen. Apparently, the boss had bouts of depression in his 60s that lasted a long time. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, he said, "It's like this thing that engulfs you. I got to where I didn't want to get out of bed." He said that it didn't affect his work and that his wife's strength and love were key. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, he said that his wife said, "You're going to be okay, maybe not today or tomorrow, but it's going to be all right." Apparently, he also got help for his condition from therapy and medication. Not keeping things to yourself seems to be the key, be that talking to a relative or a partner, or if you don't feel comfortable, talking to a medical professional like a therapist, someone who's actually trained to deal with this stuff. The 16th US president had bouts of what he called melancholy. A historical figure who had to deal with depression, Abraham Lincoln. "If what I feel were equally distributed to the whole human family, there would not be one cheerful face on earth," Abraham Lincoln wrote a law partner in 1841. "Whether I shall ever be better, I cannot tell." And the sixth male celebrity who's been very open about his battle with depression, Jim Carrey, is the man behind some of the craziest characters you've ever seen on screen, from the Grinch to Ace Ventura. But he also says he's had some dark days. Apparently, in an interview with 60 Minutes, he's been very open about taking antidepressants and leading a very clean and spiritual life. He was quoted as saying, "I rarely drink coffee. I'm very serious about no alcohol, no drugs. Life is too beautiful." I think the key to overcoming a mental illness like depression is knowing yourself. And if you notice that drinking too much or taking drugs is something that makes your mental health worse, then maybe that's something you need to think about. And the final male celebrity who was very open about his depression, Robin Williams. Robin Williams' suicide in 2014 shocked millions of people. The Academy Award-winning actor and comedian had a history with depression and substance and alcohol abuse. In 2006, he described his highs and lows to NPR's Terry Gross. "Do I perform sometimes in a manic style? Yes. Am I manic all the time? No. Do I get sad? Oh yeah. Does it hit me hard? Oh yeah." It's really sad that someone that brought so much joy and happiness to so many people obviously spent his entire life dealing with mental health battles. Other historical figures who reportedly wrestle with depression include Ernest Hemingway, Winston Churchill, psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, and General William T. Sherman. It takes enormous courage to live your life with a mental illness. And this is not an easy thing to do, and it's something that I battle with. But instead of looking at it as a cross to bear, maybe try and look at it as an opportunity to contribute. The whole reason I set up this podcast is I wanted to inspire other people who may be struggling to realize that actually you can still achieve your goals. And living with depression will mean you have to learn a bit more about yourself. But by doing so, it might mean that you get to help other people dealing with similar things. I really hope you got something from this podcast. And if you have a specific question about OCD or mental health that you'd like me to try and do my best to answer, please let me know. You can contact me at www.dadmindmatters.com. And if you're going through or have gone through a mental health issue and you found a way to make your life slightly easier and you want to share that story, please also contact me. And I know it's a massive ask because no one's got any spare time, but I'm really trying to get this podcast out there. So if you have 2 minutes to leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, that would be hugely appreciated. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care of yourself. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.